human character interacting with children, and it's more of a chuckle. It's you know, I try to do more of a natural ho 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 as opposed to sort of the big making entrance to thousands of people. Yeah, that's good. It's a chuckle, just natural. Like, you know, it's Santa's laughing.
Welcome to the 3 o'clock Coffee Podcast, a place where extraordinary people network together to share meaningful stories that inspire others. Do you have a great story you would like to share with the world? If so, go to 3oclockcoffee.com and sign up today to be on our show. And don't forget to click the subscribe button and tell a friend about the 3 o'clock Coffee Podcast.
Hello, my name is Scott, and I am the host of the 3 o'clock Coffee Podcast. Today, we are meeting with one special magical guy. His name is Mitch Allen. Mitch is what you call a serial entrepreneur. He has created and sold multiple businesses, and he was on the television show Shark Tank, and he made a big deal with one of the sharks. Mitch is the founder and CEO of HireSanta.com. His company provides Santa Claus for big brand retail stores nationwide, all over the place. Mitch, thank you for joining me for 3 o'clock coffee, and welcome to the show. But before we start the show, Mitch, how would you like your coffee?
Well, so glad to be here and enjoying, just a medium blend coffee. Of course, I'm having it in my Hire Santa coffee mug. But I enjoy coffee black. Keurig has ruined me because I used to only have maybe a couple of cups of coffee a week. But now Keurig makes such a good cup of coffee, and it's so easy to do it. I have one or two, at least two cups of coffee every day now.
What do you do typically at 3 o'clock?
You know, as an entrepreneur, every day is different for me, but it is working all day, every day. And so 3 o'clock, you know, I almost work through lunch. And so, you know, when it comes close to 3 o'clock, it is a time that I'll try to schedule. If I'm going out of the office, I'll try to schedule things that are out of the office so that I'm a little bit more active and energized in some way, whether going to have somebody, you know, having coffee with you or someone else, just moving about, taking phone calls, something where it's not just sitting in front of a computer. You know, it's remarkable how much time I spend in front of a screen. And in the afternoon, I really do need to get up and about and do something instead of just sitting in front of the computer. You know, I've owned a number of businesses, and it's interesting that Hire Santa is one that when you tell people about, you have this anxiety that, oh, they're not going to think it's a real business or a serious business that's profitable and, you know, all these things that, you know, you think about businesses that are that make money. And so I have that same insecurity sometimes when I'm talking with other business people who are, you know, in biotech or cryptocurrency or whatever it happens to be. Nothing brings a smile to a face when you're talking to them about your business, because everybody has some memory of Christmas or Santa and everybody seems very interested in that business. I had another business in the internet marketing business doing lead generation for attorneys. No one cares about that business and how I helped make attorneys rich. But when you talk about Santa and talk about how you help bring the season to life, people really light up and have their own experiences about it. So it is a great business, and it's a business to be proud of.
Wow. Interesting. That's remarkable how much time we all do sit in front of a computer, more today than ever. I think a lot of people can relate to you, Mitch. You said you had multiple businesses, which is remarkable, by the way. Most people would dream of just owning one. What's the one thing that you see is very important for any future business owners today?
It's a good question. You know, you learn so much over time, and it's sometimes difficult to pin it down to just one thing. But in my entrepreneurial journey, many things, maybe not the Santa business, but my other businesses that I've had are very adjacent. And so it's just seeing opportunity and then trying to fill that opportunity. Acquiring clients and making money is so hard. People really underestimate how difficult it is for a business to succeed. Something like 80% of all businesses stop within the first year. And of those that make it more than 1 year, something like 80% don't make it through 5 years. So having a business that lasts a long time is really, really difficult. So seeing opportunities and understanding how you're going to acquire clients, I think is very, very important. But along those lines about multiple businesses, there's a great book. I think it's called The Dip. And it really convinced me one time when I was struggling with a business, one of my businesses, that was failing. And I've had many businesses that fail. And if you're a serial entrepreneur, you're going to have things fail. And that the thought is that quitting is not failing. Many times entrepreneurs, their entire persona and their own self-worth is put up into a company. And the notion that if a business fails, that you're a failure is sort of prevalent in as an entrepreneur. But understanding that there's something else, you can move on to another business, learn from what you're doing, I think that's a really valuable lesson. And understanding that quitting something that's not working is not failing, right? That's, you should view that as a learning opportunity and an opportunity to grow.
Wow, that's some great words, Mitch. Let me repeat that, make sure I got this right. Even for the listeners, they didn't catch this, because this is really important. Quitting something that is not working is not failing. Wow, what a great quote. I'm gonna tag that, Mitch Allen, write that in my journal right now. I like it. Mitch, tell me more about your experience in Shark Tank. I mean, gosh, people would dream about being on Shark Tank. I mean, I would think that took some form of preparation. How do you prepare for something like that? I mean, regardless what would happen, get a deal, not get a deal, you know it's going to be a game changer, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. And preparation, I think, is always key. I'm a big into preparing for big events, whether it's being on Shark Tank. You know, I over-prepared. I can't imagine somebody preparing more than what I did for Shark Tank. Literally 8 months of preparation, watching every episode, writing down every question, putting them into categories, really trying to understand what would be my most difficult questions to answer, and then doing mock Shark Tanks with fellow entrepreneurs. You know, I did many of these sort of practice sessions where by the time I got there, I was ready to get it over with, ready to enjoy the moment with it. Really preparing for big events does decrease your stress levels when you're actually in that moment. I'm a big believer in that.
That's awesome. That's just amazing to hear. It's good to hear great stories like that. Walk me through this so everybody can picture this in their mind. You get a deal with Barbara. You say deal. I'm sure you have some small talk that we can't hear on the television, you know, hugs, kisses, and stuff like that, right? And then you turn around, you walk backstage, and if you've seen the show before, I'm sure you can picture the famous shot of the contestants walking past the double doors. I've always wondered, what happens next? Who do you see? What do? Just walk off the show and go home?
Yeah, so right after you finish, you leave and you go back to your trailer that you have that they give each person who's going to be on it to wait in and then come back to and decompress. And yeah, the first person that comes and see you is a psychiatrist or psychologist, one of the two, and just to make sure that you're okay and that, you know, it's been a very traumatic experience. If you don't have a deal and you felt like you didn't perform in the way you wanted to, it could be sort of emotionally challenging for you. Or even if you get a deal, you know, it's sort of a whirlwind, and you're in front of these sharks for about an hour. And even though they edit down to 8 minutes, you know, she came in and asked, how are you doing? And I'm just got to deal with the shark. I'm doing terrific. So it was pretty short. She realized that I was mentally okay. And so she handed me her card and that was it.
I'm sure it took you many years to be accountable for your success. I know lots of business owners, and especially solo entrepreneurs, that need a coach and maybe a therapist too. I'm a big fan of psychologists, therapists, business coaches. I spend thousands of dollars in coaching. I feel like I'm very coachable. Not everybody's coachable. Is having somebody in your life to keep you accountable important to you?
I think you're right. And having, you know, somebody to hold up a mirror is very important, whether that be a therapist, a spouse, a business partner, a board of directors, mentors, whatever it happens, or coach, whatever it happens to be. I think it's very valuable to have somebody that hold up that mirror, hold you accountable in some way. And I think as entrepreneurs, it's many times it's very difficult because it's easy to not be accountable to anybody. You know, if you're the boss, you can fool yourself into thinking that you're not accountable to anybody. And even though you are accountable to your employees, your family, and all these other things, but because you're not, you know, interacting with somebody, a boss who's, you know, directing your own work, it can be easy to fall into a trap where you think that you're not accountable.
Mitch, you and I have something we do every year. We call it our word of the year. So this year I called you on New Year's Day And you said you didn't have a word yet. I'm like, what? Have you picked out a word yet?
So this year, it's actually the same as it was last year. So I've sort of done a double this year. You know, I sold the business at the very end of 2019. And this year, last year, wasn't a wasted year because it being a really great year, really interesting and learned a lot. And business was good. Last year was prepare. And same way this year is it's prepare. Preparing for the future. You know, on my wall, I have written, it's like, what are you doing today to prepare for the next 50 years? So I've recently turned 50 and, you know, just thinking about the second half and how to, and I'm reading several things on it. So it's really about preparing for what's next, not necessarily from a business perspective, just from a life perspective.
Well, Mitch, I think you and I must have gone to the same school. I do the same thing. I actually have two 25-year plans, and I'm planning to be here till I'm 120. That's my number. I believe that technology's getting better all the time. I mean, look at the past 50 years. The internet has the world moving 10 times faster. Information is flowing faster than ever. So in theory, this will solve more health crises. Advanced medical research will be better. People will be living longer. But that's for another day for another podcast. I know you have some elves back at the office. Mitch, thanks for having coffee with me. But I do have one last question. How do you train 2,000 Santas to go, ho, ho, ho?
You know, there's lots of versions of Santa's laugh. And, you know, when I do Santa, I have a couple of versions. One is when you make a big entrance and it's just a big, or I'm teaching, I do a skit where there's teaching kids or and adults how to laugh like Santa. But you know, more, I'm much more when I'm in character interacting with children, and it's more of a chuckle. It's the ho, ho, ho. You know, I try to do more of a natural ho, 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 as opposed to sort of the big making entrance to thousands of people. Yeah, that's good. It's a chuckle, just natural. Like, you know, Santa's laughing at something fun.
Love it. Thanks, Mitch. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
Do you have a great story you would like to share with the world? If so, go to 3oclockcoffee.com and sign up today to be on our show. And don't forget to click the subscribe button and tell a friend about the 3 o'clock coffee podcast.